How good it is that so many have gathered once more.
It's just nice that so many are here, isn't it? That's the least we can do to acknowledge what you do for us, apart from us liking to be here.
I will not speak long this time. We would wish that all of you be open to what we can bring to you. I ask only that you keep an open heart, an open mind to those who come to you. It may be that there will be happenings that you have not come into contact with before.
I see.
If so, I say to you, be calm, be true, be happy. So, I say to you all, open up your minds and allow those here to work with you.
Certainly we shall. Okay.
I will work quietly with this one this time.
Right.
But there will be no words from me. So I will answer one question this time, and then I would say to you all, these two lower light just a little, and let us see what can be achieved.
Yes, certainly. We look forward to doing it. Now, here's a question. It follows on what you told us last week. My friend asked the question about spontaneous combustion. I quite accept, of course, the answer you gave about those who have been tutored in that way to dispose of themselves in the right time, but that doesn't account for some of the occasions when a normal person, just a rank-and-file person, has been found partly consumed by fire. I can't imagine that those particular people would have had any knowledge as the others, the esoteric people, had.
No, my good friends, I have spoken on this matter previously, and I believe I told you then that these pieces that you put forward to me are an abnormality of the energies within your body.
I see.
They, of course, are not aware of this problem.
No.
We are speaking upon a much different subject when we speak of these other peoples.
I see.
Their awareness is not there. It is abode within their energy bodies.
Is that so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly manifests itself then?
It is an overpowering of the energies within the human frame.
I see.
It is caused by the soul itself.
Is that so?
Yes, as all things must be accounted for, so too must the acceptance of this so-called phenomenon, as you would say.
Mm-hmm.
It is not when you understand the energy forces that are your own maker.
I see. So, effectively, the person who is so consumed by fire has been him or herself responsible for it, hasn't he?
Yes.
But without being aware of
it. The awareness is not within them. It is something they will face when they come to our side of life.
Is that so?
Yes.
So would it be classified as something evil which causes it?
I would not term it evil. I would call it misjudgment of the soul.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, I do. So the soul itself is responsible for the happening?
Yes, it is a misuse of energy.
Mm-hmm. So to understand that fully, we would have to go back through several previous lives of that soul, I imagine.
Not always, but yes, that could be part of the problem.
I see.
We again touch upon the subject of energy,
mm-hmm.
which is difficult to convey to you yes. in understandable terms.
Yes, I quite appreciate the difficulty.
But I assure you, it is caused. It is an all-consuming energy.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to release itself.
So it is, though we don't understand it as human beings, it is understandable.
Yes.
With the right knowledge.
You will understand.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps one time I will devote more time in explanation of it.
Thank you very much indeed, Sandman. I appreciate the answer. I quite thought that my friend might have thought the same thing as I did, what happens to those now that answers it.
We have discussed it briefly,
mm-hmm.
but I know we touch upon difficult subjects.
Yes.
But I hope that has explained it a little more clearly.
Absolutely, thank you. I'm perfectly happy with that.
And now,
yes.
we must allow those waiting to come forward.
Yes, I apologize if I've kept them.
No.
Just cleared up that point.